Shalom. Thank you, Humanjan, for your kind words. Thank you very much. I was the least involved in this book and done the minimum effort in comparison to time and effort which has been put in by many, many in this project, whether it was the research, whether it was the collection of the pictures, to decide all these different phases of this project. With great pleasure, we are here to celebrate the publication of Esther's Children. At this difficult time in history of Jewish people, our people, when our brothers and sisters, grandparents, and children are blown to pieces, when anti-Semitism is at the all-time high since World War II, and Islamic Republic of Iran, unfortunately, is among the worst enemies of the Jewish state, it is so timely for us to gather here to introduce a book which represents our rich history in Iran. I'm very fortunate to say many of my dreams have come true. This book is one of them. When first I was introduced to the idea of this book by Mrs. Homa Sarshar, I don't think she knew that she was talking about one of my dreams, and it didn't take me more than a few minutes to know that Dora and I will do everything possible, whatever we have to do, to make sure that they publish this great historic publication with the best possible way, in a way that it's deserved, with the quality that is deserved with the title of this book. We are very happy and proud with this publication, but also disappointed, because this book represents a small part of our Jewish history in Iran. We could not fit anymore in this book. As you've seen it, it is not a small book, which means that the documentation of our history and future publications is the continuing task that great people like Human and Mrs. Homa Sarshar and other people have to follow up with, and we have to support them. I always believed our contribution, which means Iranian, Persian, Jewish contribution to history of Iran, is more than what we could learn in Iranian history books at our schools. As it was said eloquently by Gina, it was not a correct thing to do, and it was not politically correct to give credit to Jews of Iran for what they have done for thousands of years, with all the difficulties that we had in Iran and they have had in Iran at different period of times. Still, their contribution to Iran and history of Iran and the Persian Empire has been more than we know about it. The most significant and classical issue that I learned, or subject that I learned in process of preparation and learning about this book, is all of us, we refer to Cyrus the Great, Kurosh Kabir, as being the king that freed us from slavery from Babylon. And in history, in Iranian history and other history books, they refer to the Jews as slaves and worthless people who have been freed. In process of this book, I learned that Jewish people in Babylon, they did exactly as the Northern Alliance in Afghanistan did with United States. They were totally cooperating in a military way and every other way for Persian Empire to be able to defeat the Babylonian king. And after defeat of Babylonian king, many Jews from Babylon who were warrior, who were military leaders, who were construction engineers, they left to Jerusalem, and many of them went with the Persian army back to Iran, and they had a great and significant role in the following 100 years in the Persian Empire. And the work of this group of people is necessary in order to document this so our children will learn our history the right way. Life is full of choices, but I think when it comes to having this book in your home and my home, I don't think there is a choice. Every Jewish home, especially Iranian Jewish home, must have this book. We owe it to our children, we owe it to our parents and our ancestors to make sure we have this historic book in our home. Please make sure that you buy this book as one of the most valuable gifts that you can give to your friends and family, to your children, in any bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. I don't think you can ever buy anybody which is more important and more valuable than this book. Please give your full support to the Center for Iranian Jewish Oral History and the Graduate Society Foundation so they can continue their work in preserving our heritage and history. Support them to do more and more, because 50 years from now, there will be no more Jews in Iran the way it's going right now. I'd like to thank Jamshid Novain for introducing me to this inspiring project. Last but not least, we would like to express our utmost appreciation to Dr. Humant Sarshar, who also I consider as a dear friend, and it was a pleasure to meet him and work with him, for incredible work and his creation, which will remain forever a priceless treasure for Jews all over the world, especially for us Iranian Jews. It is my pleasure to thank all those individuals who have been instrumental in accomplishing this great task. We would like, as I'm sure all of you would, to dedicate our effort in this publication to those individuals who risked their lives and the many who gave their lives to preserve our Jewish faith, heritage, and culture. The profound and beautiful history of the Judaism in Iran will enrich our lives and the lives of our children. Dora and I are very grateful to participate in this inspiring project. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity.